It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Once again, we welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School for the second half of our basketball doubleheader. Up next, the boys' varsity contest, Johnson Brock and the Palmyra Panthers. If you weren't tuned in earlier in the girls' varsity game, Johnson Brock got the win a few minutes ago. The final was Johnson Brock 43 and Palmyra 31. In the girls' JV game tonight, in that one, it was Palmyra getting the win in the JV girls, 37-26. And in the boys' junior varsity game earlier tonight, a nice performance by the Johnson Brock boys JV. They got the win 72-39 over Palmyra. As we said, up next, the boys' varsity contest. Both teams are out warming up. You can hear the band in the background just to our right here as they're doing their thing between games. We're about 4 or 5 minutes away from tip-off of this second game, so let's take a look at the starting lineup for this next one. First of all, for the Palmyra Panthers, they'll start Kobe Martin. Martin is a junior. He averages 8 points per contest. Harrison Boyd, grandson of my good friend Petey, 9 points per ball game. Harrison is a senior. Kate Kassebaum. Kassebaum's a sophomore, 8.5 points per ball game. He also gets 6.5 rebounds per contest. Jacob Hippen. Hippen is a sophomore, 5.5 points, 2.5 rebounds per game. And Ryan Mayo rounds out the starting five for the Palmyra Panthers. Mayo is a senior. He averages 8.5 points per ball game. So a pretty balanced scoring attack here. Boyd with 9, Kassebaum and Mayo 8.5 each, and Martin with 8 per ball game. So they've got a kind of a four-headed monster there, pretty much spreading the scoring around. The Panthers come into this basketball game with a record of 1-1. They lost to Freeman 43-55, and then came back and got a win over Southern 54-35. Johnson Brock, they're 1-0 on the year. They've only played one outing. That was at Lincoln Christian, and they got a big win at Lincoln Christian. 59-33 was the final. Johnson Brock with that win. Starters for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They'll go tonight with Justin Meyer. Meyer is a 6-foot junior, averaging 12 points per game. Hayden Gravatt, 5'9", and a senior. Deacon Burnett, a sophomore. He has grown some. They've got him listed at 6'4". Deacon had 16 points the other night against Lincoln Christian in his first start of varsity ball. Brody Kaver, everybody knows about Brody. He's a senior, 6'4". He had 14 points the other night. Grady Behrens, a 6-foot senior, 8 points in that contest. And to round out the starting five for Garrison Dodge is Robert Gravatt. Gravatt, a 6'5 senior, is the fifth starter. Garrison Dodge, his first year as head coach here at Johnson Brock, his coaching record 1-0. Garrison, a graduate of Bruce State College, watched him play a lot of football over there. Wore number 4. I don't know how I remembered that, but Garrison Dodge was number 4 at Peru State. He spent a year over in Rockport, Missouri, right out of college, and now he's back here at Johnson Brock as the head basketball coach for the Johnson Brock Eagles, taking over for Lucas Dollinghouse, who moved over to the girls' side. And incidentally, Coach Dollinghouse told me between games here just a minute ago that win over Palmyra in his long coaching career is his first ever win as a head girls basketball coach. He'd never coached the girls before when he was down in Kansas. And, of course, here at Johnson Brock, he had that great run as the boys' head coach. So this was his first win tonight as a girls' head coach. Getting set to have the introduction of starting lineups, we'll step aside for a one-minute break and be back with the opening tip after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School, having the introduction of starting lineups now over the public address system here. Once again, the starters for Palmyra will be Kobe Martin, Harrison Boyd, Kate Kassebaum, Jacob Hippen, and Ryan Mayo. For your Johnson Brock Eagles, getting the start tonight, Hayden Gravatt, Deacon Burnett, Brody Kaler, Grady Behrens, and Robert Gravatt. Those are your starters for Johnson Brock. We'll be on the air here again this Friday night here on Sunny 101.3. The Auburn Bulldogs are traveling to Elmwood Murdoch to take on the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. I'll have the call for you right here on Sunny this coming Friday night, December 12th. All right, getting set to get underway here. Brody Kaler will step into the center. Oh, check that. They're going to have Deacon Burnett jump it up. Brody stepped out of there. Kind of crossed me up for a minute. And the official steps in. Here's the tip. Burnett controlled it easily. Tips the ball up to the backcourt to Hayden Gravatt. And Hayden Gravatt, the point guard, will set the offense. Palmyra opens in a man-to-man defense over to the left elbow. Baseline in the corner. Burnett around the horn to the top of the key. Hayden Gravatt, skip pass across to the right side. Burnett almost lost a handle on it. Feeds it inside to Brody Kaler. Kaler comes to the left corner. Hayden Gravatt dribbles in to the baseline. Got covered up in there. Now feeds to the right wing. Here's a driving layup. Jump shot is up by Grady Behrens, and a whistle on the foul, and we're going to put Grady Behrens at the line where he'll be shooting two shots for Johnson Brock. Behrens at the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be called on Jacob Hippen. On Hippen, his first team foul, number one. So, Behrens at the line. The first free throw is on the way up and good. Grady Behrens with the first point of the night puts Johnson Brock up 1-0. We've only played 27 seconds here, 7:33 to go, first quarter. Second free throw is up and good also. Behrens hits a pair, and Johnson Brock is on top, 2-0. Now into forecourt. For Palmyra with the ball is Harrison Boyd. Boyd at the top of the key, goes to the right side with it, into the corner, Martin, back up top to Boyd. Boyd tries to work to the baseline, right side, can't get there. Good job defensively, holding him out by Hayden Gravatt to the top of the key. Up to Mayo. Mayo finds Boyd again. Boyd for three from the top of the circle, off the back of the iron. They chase it down in the corner, and the rebound comes down to Hippen. Now the ball is loose. Boyd is in traffic. Diving after it, it goes out of bounds. Touch last by Johnson Brock. Diving after the ball was Grady Behrens. It'll stay with Palmyra. Boyd to inbound it. Harrison will stand under his own basket to the right side to toss it in. Harrison Boyd lobs it up top. Gets it into the hands of Kobe Martin. Martin comes right back to Boyd. He's deep baseline right side. Flips it to the top of the circle. Again with the ball is Martin. Over to the left elbow now. No place to go over there on the left side for Cade Kassebaum. Kassebaum back up top to Martin. Top of the key. Boyd lobs it underneath in traffic. Underneath the baseline right side. Shot is up and good. Nice move by Jacob Hippen. His first 2 points of the ball game, and we're tied at 2. 6.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Hayden Gravatt working against Harrison Boyd across the timeline. Gravatt feeds into the corner to Burnett. Burnett comes up top, and traveling is going to be called on Deacon Burnett. There'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Palmyra. All tied up at 2 here with 6:22 to play in the first quarter. Got a final now. Nemaha Valley beat the Falls City girls by 1. Or Nemaha, Nottoway Valley, 40-39, a buzzer beater 3, a 1-point win. Tell you more about that in a minute. That game was heard just now over on KTNC. Here we got a whistle, and another foul is going to be called against Johnson Brock. Let's see who they put this one on. Foul is going to be on Hayden Gravatt. On Hayden, his first personal, first team foul of the quarter. Lob pass comes into Martin. Kobe Martin on the dribble. Aiden Gravatt out defending against him. All the way into the paint. Harrison Boynton with a floater. This off the rim doesn't go. Boynton gets his own rebound. Puts it into his teammate to Justin, to Kobe Martin. And now we've got a whistle and yet another foul on Johnson Brock. I think Burnett's going to get tagged for this one on Deacon. That is his first team foul, number two of the quarter already. We've only played a minute here, 2 minutes. With the ball, Palmyra. Martin handles it. Kobe Martin inside in the paint. They lob it into Mayo. Here's a long three, top of the circle, up and off, no good. The rebound comes down to Palmyra. Good job clearing it out there by Ryan Mayo. Now the ball is loose on the floor. Kasselbaum comes up with it. He'll turn around and launch one from the top of the key at two. Kate Kasselbaum hits a two from the top of the circle. 4-2. Palmyra up by two. Hayden Gravatt across the timeline. Hayden Gravatt looks to the right elbow. Across court pass goes over to Grady Behrens. Behrens inside to Kaler. Kaler with a nice move to the basket. Deacon Burnett with the assist. And Brody Kaler with the basket. 4-4. All tied up. 5:10 to go here in the first quarter. Palmyra's basketball. Harrison Boyd on the dribble. Boyd to the left elbow. Across court pass. Top of the circle. Comes up to Kasselbaum. Kasselbaum goes deep in the corner right side. Again, Boyd gets the pass back on the right side of the free throw lane. Can't penetrate. Hayden Gravatt, they're defending. Now Boyd penetrates. Tries to put a shot up. They got away out of bounds. And they look at one another. The officials say the ball stays with Palmyra. The two referees underneath looked at each other, and the guy clear out here at midcourt said, no, it stays with Palmyra. All right, he had the best look at it. Inbound the pass to Kobe Martin. Martin comes to the right side. Kasselbaum. Kasselbaum had an open look, doesn't take it. There's a shot, and for three, up and good. A desperation shot by Kobe Martin as the shot clock was expiring, and he hit the three off balance. All out of kilter and got it down. 7-4. The lead is three for Palmyra. Here comes Brody Kaler into the paint. Kaler puts it to the corner right side. Nothing there. Coming down with a rebound for Johnson Brock. Robert Gravatt. Gravatt puts it up top. Now we've got a whistle. And a foul is going to be called this time on the Panthers. See who this one goes on. Foul is going to be on Cade Kasselbaum. His first. Team foul number two into the lineup. Justin Meyer checks in, replacing Hayden Gravatt now. Meyer, 6 foot junior, in place of Gravatt for Johnson Brock. Into the corner, across court pass. Burnett. Deacon Burnett feeds it into Brody Kaler. Double team, triple team. Oh, Kaler with a beautiful pass to Robert Gravatt. Kaler with the assist, Gravatt with the two under the basket. 7-6. The lead is one for Palmyra. Here come the Panthers. Ryan Mayo is in the paint. Brody Kaler is there to defend him. Mayo wants to put the shot up. Kaler's right in his face. Now Martin has the basketball. Martin backs it out between the rings near the midcourt circle. To the right side, across court to Mayo. Mayo lobs it up top. Goes to Hippen. Jacob Hippen can't get it. There's a long three from the left side that's up and off. No good. Rebound to Deacon Burnett. Burnett, outlet pass. This is to Meyer. Justin Meyer pushes it down court. Here's Brody Kaler for three from the left side. It's off the rim. That one won't go. Rebound, Kobe Martin. 7-6. Palmyra up by one. 3:21 to go here in the first quarter. Into the corner. Deep baseline right side goes the pass. That's Ryan Mayo. He'll launch a three that's off no good. And the rebound comes down to Johnson Brock's Grady Behrens. Behrens gets it down to Justin Meyer, who feeds to Kaler. Kaler goes into traffic, takes it to the basket, lays it in. Brody Kaler can make that look easy. We're used to watching him do that for the last 3 years here, now in his senior season. Here's a steal. Fast break coming the other way. Ball is going to be stripped away. Getting the steal was Justin Meyer as he was going in for the layup. They came and swatted the ball away from him. It went out of bounds. So Meyer will be inbounding the ball on the baseline. Into the game now is Oliver Everett into the lineup for Johnson Brock. Quentin Behrens also on the floor. Oliver Everett, Quentin Behrens check in. Brody Kaler. Kaler comes up to the top of the key to Deacon Burnett. Burnett feeds it into the corner, down deep baseline right side. Here comes Kaler for the slam dunk. Put it up, dropped it in. Brody Kaler's got six. And it's 10-7. Johnson Brock up by three with 2.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter at Johnson. Palmyra's basketball. They set the offense with Hubbard now with the ball. Hubbard gives it up top. to the near side, Martin with the ball. Martin looks for the cutter, goes to Harrison Boyd, left wing. Boyd backs it outside the three-point arc, now penetrates, driving layup, got the basket, and he will be fouled. Boyd got the lay-in and drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one. For Boyd, that's his first 2 points of the night. See who the foul is going to be put on. The foul is on Quentin Behrens. On Behrens, his first, team foul number three. Harrison Boyd at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. He got it. All tied now at 10 apiece with 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Tight ball game so far. Johnson Brock enjoyed the lead there for a little while. Now we're all tied up at 10 once again. A little bit of pressure being applied down court. JB breaks that, comes into forecourt with the ball. Bounce pass to the near side. Handling it is Justin Meyer. Meyer comes over to Brody Kaler. Meyer lost the handle. Bounce pass into the corner right side. Down deep baseline on the right side. A cross-court pass to the near side it comes. Here goes Kaler driving in for the layup. Reverse lay-in up and good. Brody Kaler's got 8 now. He's pretty much owning the basket underneath there. Fast break the other direction. Lay-in up and off. No good. And Kaler's there for the rebound. He's got runners out ahead of him. Kaler's bringing the ball down. Goes between defenders. Goes to the left side. A blocking foul is going to be called on Kobe Martin. Martin got in front of Kaler as he made the move toward the hoop. Kaler tried to dish it off to his teammate in the corner. Huge collision, and Martin gets called for the personal. Brody Kaler will inbound it. He'll stand under the basket at the south end. Johnson Brock shooting at the south basket here in this first half. Baseline left side, Kaler lobs it up top, comes up to Grady Behrens with the ball. Grady picks up his dribble, top of the key, Meyer with a long three, the short off the rim, couldn't get it down. Rebound comes down to the Panthers. With the rebound was Jacob Hippen. Hippen with the outlet pass finds Kobe Martin. Martin across to the left side, into traffic, trying to back in. No chance for a shot there by Bo Davis. Ball is tipped away, now it's a foot race. Kaler comes up with it. Kaler's going to be fouled on the floor before he can do anything with it. Foul is going to be on Cade Kassebaum. On Kassebaum, that is his second personal. Team foul number 4. Back into the lineup for Johnson Brock. Hayden Gravatt back onto the floor. Deacon Burnett back out there, as is Robert Gravatt. All three of those started. They will come out here and join Justin Meyer. Let's see who else stayed in there. We'll have to look around. I think Grady Behrens. 1:11 to go here in the first quarter. 12-10. Johnson Brock up by 2. Here's a lob pass. Comes up top to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt feeds it right back to the corner. The ball got away for a minute. Gravatt gets it back again from Robert Gravatt. Now Hayden Gravatt picks up his dribble, needs help. Goes to Justin Meyer. Justin Meyer has it knocked away. There's a steal. Ball is loose. Gravatt chases it down. Long down court pass into forecourt. Justin Meyer. Meyer feeds it to the corner. Long three. Bingo! Hitting the three from deep in the corner. On the left side is Grady Behrens. Grady with the three. He's got 5. And it's 15-10. 37 seconds to go. Timeout taken by Myra. 36 seconds to play in the first quarter. Johnson Brock leads it 15-10. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance. Local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance. The home team's pulling for you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we got a good one going tonight here in Johnson. 36 seconds to play in the first quarter. Your Johnson Brock Eagles are up 15-10. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. MJ Evans is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Harrison Boyd back into the lineup now for Palmyra. He'll come in replacing Cade Kassebaum. And the ball will belong to Palmyra. Boyd to inbound it in forecourt on the near side. Gets the ball inbounded. Tosses into Ryan Mayo. Mayo goes to the corner to Martin down deep. top of the circle. They find Brett Hubbard with the ball. Hubbard holds it a moment. Again comes to Martin looking for the cutter in the paint. Can't get to the basket. They kick it back to Martin down deep in the corner baseline right side. Boyd with the ball. He stands on the left wing. Boyd feeds to the near side. Martin with a long three that's off the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hubbard. Hubbard back up top to Martin once again, who dribbles between defenders. Free throw line fall away. Shot up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down. Long shot at the buzzer doesn't go. Pulling down the rebound and launching it was Deacon Burnett. After one quarter, Johnson Brock leads it 15-10. We'll step aside for a one-minute break on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, after one quarter, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Palmyra Panthers 15-10. Johnson Brock has used nine ball players here. They've been substituting freely. And we move to live action in the second quarter. It'll be Palmyra's basketball. The inbound pass comes into Boyd. Boyd sets the offense here. He's the senior point guard. Goes to the right side with his pass deep in the corner. It comes back to Boyd. He tries to drive the baseline, and now a push foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. The foul is going to be called on Deacon Burnett. On Burnett, that is his second personal, team foul number one of this second period against the Eagles. With the ball is Casabon. Casabon finds Boyd with the pass in the corner. Boyd tries to drive to the baseline. Goes up with a layup and gets blocked away. Here comes Brody Kaler. One on three. Kaler, spin move, goes to the hoop, lays it in, but they're going to call a foul on the floor. And once Brody Kaler gets up ahead of steam, you got two choices. You either let him go in and score, or you foul him on the floor to slow him down. That time, Bo Davis decides to commit the foul on Davis, his first team foul of the quarter. Driving in for the layup, Robert Gravatt. Nice move to the basket. Gravatt gets the lay-in. Dropped it in on the left side. Now the ball is out of bounds on the baseline. Went off of Boyd. Palmyra touched it last. Johnson Brock will have the ball back. 17-10. Johnson Brock up by 7. Their biggest lead of the ballgame. Inbounding the pass, Hayden Gravatt tosses it into Brody Kaler. Kaler works one-on-one with Boyd and gets it across the timeline. Now the official stops the game here for a moment. Not sure what the confusion's about. The official walks over to the scorer's table. Apparently he had some kind of an issue. Maybe the clock not getting started. I'm not sure. They're going to sort this thing out. 7:14 to play here. In the first half, 17-10, Johnson Brock up by 7. Now we're ready to go. Johnson Brock's basketball. Deacon Burnett inbounds the ball to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt works one-on-one in backcourt now against Barrett Hubbard. Lob pass, alley-oop to Brody Kaler. Oh, Brody Kaler got the alley-oop pass from Robert Gravatt. Gravatt hung it up there. That's the kind of stuff you see in the pros as Gravatt laid that one out in front of the rim and Kaler went up, caught the ball, and slammed it home for the alley-oop. Now Kaler with the steal, coming with the basketball. Spin move, had it knocked away. Gives it back to Burnett. Burnett tries to go with a follow shot. He'll be fouled, and Deacon Burnett will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Deacon Burnett at the line. See who they put this one on. Foul is going to be called on Ryan Mayo. On Mayo, his first, team foul number two. Burnett at the line to shoot two. First one is up and rims off. No good. Deacon Burnett had 16 in the season opener at Lincoln Christian. He's a 6'4 sophomore. Burnett ready with his second free throw. It's up, and this one is good. He made one out of two. So Burnett has his first point of the night. Brody Kaler already with 10 in the ballgame. It's 20-10, and now Johnson Brock has doubled up the score on the Palmyra Panthers. With the ball is Hubbard. Hubbard lobs it in. Ball is stolen away by Burnett. Burnett gives it up to Robert Gravatt. And now Hayden Gravatt will come and set the offense. Man-to-man defense by Palmyra. Hayden Gravatt to the near side. Grady Behrens back up top to Hayden. Left side, Gravatt looking inside. Hayden Gravatt. Now Robert Gravatt tried to feed it into Burnett. Deacon Burnett had the ball tipped away. They say he touched it last, so it'll go over to Palmyra. 6:04 to play in the first half here at Johnson. The Johnson Brock boys leading Palmyra 20-10. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the play-by-play for you. Glad to have you tuned in tonight here to Sunny 101.3. Here comes Palmyra with the basketball at the top of the circle. Barrett Hubbard. Hubbard lobs it into traffic. Now Martin stands deep in the corner on the left side of the lane. Can't get there. They bring the ball right back to Martin. He tries to penetrate. Can't get to it. There's a long three from the left corner that's off no good. A fight for the rebound, and Boyd comes out of there. Three defenders. Boyd with a jump shot right side. It's off the rim, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Johnson Brock. It'll stay with Palmyra. Harrison Boyd was surrounded by three Eagle defenders down there and somehow came out of that pile on the dribble with the basketball. It'll stay with Palmyra. Boyd will inbound it on the baseline. Lobs it up top. Harrison Boyd comes around the corner to the right side to Hubbard. Hubbard goes deep in the corner, baseline right side of the basket. Now clears it back to Boyd at the top of the circle. Boyd tries to go between defenders, can't get to the lane. Goes back to Hubbard with it. He's trapped. His pass goes to Mayo. Mayo puts up a three that doesn't go, and there with the rebound for Johnson Brock is Grady Behrens. Down court comes Hayden Gravatt working one-on-one. Gravatt takes it in. A little floater. Got the basket and he's fouled. What a move by Hayden Gravatt. He got the basket and drew the personal foul. He'll be at the line for the and one. Just put the little floater up there and got it to drop. Foul is going to be on Bo Davis. On Davis, that's his second personal, second team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line for the and one is Hayden Gravatt. Johnson Brock up by 12 now, 22-10. Gravatt, free throw is on the way. It's good. Hayden Gravatt now has 3 points. He got three the hard way there. Makes it 23-10, 13-point lead Johnson Brock. Boyd sets the offense for the Panthers. Takes the dribble, works to the right side of the free throw lane, in for the driving layup. Got it blocked, but a whistle and a foul. Harrison Boyd just took it right into the teeth of the defense. He's going to be fouled by Robert Gravatt. On Gravatt, his first personal, team number two of the quarter. That'll put Boyd at the free throw line. Harrison is one out of one from the line so far tonight, has 3 points in the ballgame. This one is up and good. He's now 2 for 2 from the line, 4 points for the Panthers. Robert Gravatt will take a break. Let's see who they're putting in to replace him into the ballgame. Oliver Everett back onto the floor, sophomore, 6'2". Harrison Boyd's second free throw, nothing but nylon on that one. He's a perfect 3 for 3 from the free throw line. He has 5 points now for the Panthers. It's 23-12. The lead is back down to 11 now for Johnson Brock. Handling the ball on the right side, Quentin Behrens in the lineup. Behrens comes up top with it to Hayden Gravatt. A cross-court pass, left side Gravatt. Now Brody Kaler for three off the iron. No, rebound comes down to the Panthers. Grady Vassa with the rebound. Vassa gives it up to Boyd. He'll set the offense. Gives to Martin. Martin with a spin move in the paint. Had the ball nearly taken away. Got it back. Now Martin dribbles back between the rings. Brody Kaler almost picked his pocket and had the steal there. On the near side, Owen Reed. Here's a long three. That's up and good. Nailing the three was Harrison Boyd. Boyd with the three. And Boyd now with 8 points in the ballgame. There's a steal in the other direction. Fast break again. Spin move under the basket. Shot is up by Boyd. Whistle and a foul. And Harrison Boyd will be at the line shooting two shots. We'll see who they put this one on. Have to wait until they post it. The foul is going to be on Oliver Everett. On Everett, that is his first team foul, number 3 of the quarter. Boyd is 3 for 3 from the line tonight. Make that 4 for 4. He just hit another one. So I've got Boyd now with 9 points in the ball game. This one would put him in double figures if he can drop this one. Shot is up and good. He got them both. 5 for 5 from the line is Harrison Boyd. He has 10 points, and it's 23-17. The lead is down to 6 now. Johnson Rock led by as much as 13. Palmyra fighting their way back into this thing. Justin Meyer, a cross-court pass to Kaler. Brody Kaler tried a little underhanded alley-oop. Ball got knocked away. Fast break coming the other direction is Kobe Martin. Martin finds Voigt with the pass, goes right back to Martin. Bounce pass into the corner, working on the baseline. Turnaround spin move. Whistle traveling is going to be called on Palmyra. On the Panthers, walking with the basketball was Jacob Hippen, the sophomore. Now a little pressure being applied here. One-man press by Grady Vasa. Vasa running stride for stride with Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt gets it across the timeline without issue. Across to Justin Meyer. Meyer works around Boyd. Comes to the left side. Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt feeds it underneath. Kaler. Kaler in the paint. Right back to Gravatt. Open look. 3. Hayden Gravatt got it. The feed from Kaler. The assist. Hayden Gravatt with the bucket. Gravatt's got 5 points, and it's 26-17. The lead is back to 9 now for Johnson Brock. Boyd with a fall-away shot up. Couldn't get it, but he drew the foul. Harrison Boyd, he's having a good night at the free throw line. He's 5 for 5 from the line. He finds himself back at the charity stripe to shoot 2 more. This foul on Justin Meyer. On Meyer, his first. That's team foul number 4 on Johnson Brock. Boyd to shoot 2. First one is up and good. Harrison Boyd with 6 points now from the free throw line. 6 for 6. He's got 11 total in the ballgame. Boyd had 9. Well, he's averaged 9 points in the first 2 outings this year. This shot is up and good. He got it. 12 points for Harrison Boyd here in the first half. 2 minutes, 45 seconds to play in the second quarter. Behind the back dribble by Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt goes to the right side with it to Justin Meyer. Meyer feeds into the corner to Brody Kaler. Kaler holds it high above his head. Deacon Burnett gets the pass. Now Kaler feeds it to the left side. Open look for Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt, that one's off the mark. Chased down by Martin. Martin fast break to Boyd. Driving lay-in. Got it. Harrison Boyd with the lay-in. We'll add him up. I think that's 12 or 13 now. We'll get it for you in a minute. Here's a move and a travel is going to be called on Justin Meyer. Yet another turnover. Let's see. We've got Boyd 7 for 7 from the free throw line. He's got 14 points. Timeout taken by Johnson Brock with 2:12 to go in the first half. 26-21. The Eagles lead is down to 5. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Back to live action, Palmyra with the basketball. They feed it underneath to Martin in the paint. Martin can't get a look at the basket. Kicks it back to the top of the circle to Boyd. Boyd moves to the right side of the lane. Fall-away jumper up and off no good. Brody Kaler has the rebound. Johnson Brock led by as much as 13 points. Their lead is down to 5 now as they come on the attack with 1:47 to play here in the first half. Right side, Justin Meyer. A cross-court skip pass comes to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt takes it back out near the midcourt circle, directing traffic. There's a long 3 off the back of the iron. No. Rebound comes down to Kaler. whistle and a foul as Brody Kaler got the offensive rebound. He is fouled by Kobe Martin. Martin's second personal, team foul number four. Hayden Gravatt will take a seat. And Grady Behrens back onto the floor now for Johnson Brock. 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Johnson Brock up by five. Inbound the pass to Kaler. Kaler at the top of the key, kicks it to the left side. Grady Behrens with the ball. Behrens goes around the... Oh, we're going to have a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Robert Gravatt as he tried to set a screen. Gravatt picks up his second personal. That is team foul number five, player control foul. We won't go down and shoot it. Offensive foul. Inbound the ball to Harrison Boyd. Five-point ball game now. Johnson Brock up by five with a minute 16 to go. Boyd comes to the right side with the ball. Now pulls it at the top of the key. Tried to lob it in. Tipped away by Kaler. Kaler and Boyd going in for the lay-in. Up and good by Brody Kaler. Some of the Johnson Brock fans wanted a foul on top of it. Didn't get it. 28-21. The lead is back to seven now for the Eagles. Boyd with a fallaway shot off the glass. Up and good. Harrison Boyd's having quite a half here. I think that's 16 for him at halftime. 28-23. Johnson Brock's lead back down to five. 44 seconds to go in the first half. Deacon Burnett with the ball. A cross-court pass goes all the way over to Grady Behrens. Bounce pass into the corner underneath. Robert Gravatt breaks the basket. Top of the key. Hayden Gravatt goes to the baseline. Burnett. Skip pass top of the key. Shot clock at nine. Left wing. There's Burnett. Jump shot left corner. Got it. Nice, smooth shot. Deacon Burnett with his first field goal of the night. Got an open look on the left side baseline. 30-23. The lead is seven with 10 seconds to go here. Boyd between the rings, top of the circle. Hands the ball off to Ryan Mayo, his teammate. Now Martin's got the ball. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Martin can't get the shot. Here's a long three at the buzzer that doesn't go. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading. The Palmyra Panthers are halftime score. Johnson Brock 30 and Palmyra 23. We'll take a 2-minute break here. Be back with a halftime scoring recap. Our halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions, proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years. FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
December is the perfect time to reflect and make your health a priority for the upcoming year. Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to schedule routine checkups, complete necessary screenings, and utilize any remaining health benefits before the end of the year. Making a simple appointment with your primary care provider today can make a big difference next year. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, it's halftime here at Johnson Brock. The Johnson Brock Eagles, after leading by as much as 13 in the second quarter, they now hold a 7-point advantage, 30-23, over the Palmyra Panthers. Individual scoring for Palmyra, that was a big first half for Harrison Boyd. He went 7-for-7 from the free throw line, has 16 points of the 23 points scored by Palmyra here at halftime. Kobe Martin added 3, Kate Kassebaum with 2, and Jacob Hippen had 2 for their total of 23. Free throw shooting, as we said, as a team, 7-for-7, all of those shot by Harrison Boyd. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, Brody Kaler leads the way. He's the only Eagle in double figures at halftime. He has 12 points, 5 for Grady Behrens, Hayden Gravatt with 5. Adding 4 was Robert Gravatt, and Deacon Burnett has 3 for their total of 30. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock hit 4 out of 5. 30-23, that's our halftime score. The Johnson Brock boys leading the Palmyra Panthers. We're going to take a 2-minute break right here, then update you with the latest weather forecast. Take another 2 minutes. We'll be back with third quarter action shortly. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy tonight, a low temperature in the lower 30s with gusty west winds as high as 35 miles an hour. On Wednesday, we'll see sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-40s and northwest winds still gusting up to 35 miles an hour at times. Wednesday night, cloudy with temperatures in the upper 20s. And winds out of the east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, sunshine, with high temperatures in the mid-50s and light south winds. Thursday night, partly cloudy, with temperatures in the upper 20s. On Friday, we'll see mainly cloudy skies and colder temperatures, highs in the upper 30s, as winds become northerly and a little bit stronger at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 30. Sunday, mainly sunny, with highs only in the upper 20s. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work.
At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions, proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years. FAST celebrates the student-athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Johnson Brock. The Johnson Brock boys leading Palmyra 30-23, our halftime score in the girls varsity game earlier tonight. Johnson Brock defeated Palmyra 43-31 in the girls game at Fall City over on KTNC. Nottoway Valley defeating Fall City 40-39 on a last second 3-point buzzer beater to take the 1-point win from Fall City 40-39. Don't have a scoring update yet on that boys game in Fall City. I don't think they have reached halftime yet. A reminder, we invite you to join us again this Friday night, December 12th, here on Sunny 101.3. I'll be on the road with the Auburn Bulldogs traveling to Murdoch as they face the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. 1 week from tonight, I will have the Sacred Heart Irish at Tri-County. That one will be on our sister station, KTNC. And then on Friday, December 19th, we'll have Auburn on again at Freeman. That'll be live from Adams. We're ready to move to third quarter action. And with the basketball into forecourt come the Johnson Brock Eagles. They have the first possession. Here's a long three from the right wing that's up and off, no good. Deacon Burnett high in the air with a rebound. Here's Brody Kaler for three. Got it. And Brody Kaler has 15 points now in the ballgame. He had 12 there in the first half. All right, into forecourt. Palmyra down by 10 here. 33-23 under the basket, trying to force up a shot was Boyd. That one is knocked away, and Robert Gravatt is there for the rebound. Gravatt gets the outlet pass down court to Hayden Gravatt. Comes to the near side with it to Grady Behrens. Back to Hayden into the corner. Down deep, Deacon Burnett, skip pass across into the corner right side. Now they go into Kaler. Kaler, fall-away shot in the paint. Couldn't get it. Great job, Burnett. Rebound, follow shot, up and good. Nice job by Deacon Burnett. He's got five now. Look for him to heat up here in the second half. He only got 3 points in the first half after he had 16 in the ballgame last week at Lincoln Christian. Ball stolen away. Great job defensively with the steal by Grady Behrens. Takes it into Burnett. Burnett goes up with a shot. I just mentioned him, and he got two baskets back-to-back within about 20 seconds here, and suddenly Deacon Burnett has 7 points. Here's a fall-away jump shot at the other end. Rebound down to Kaler. Kaler to Burnett. Follow shot won't go. Out of bounds, it went off of Johnson Brock. Well, Burnett couldn't get the lay-in there, and actually, Kaler had a better shot at scoring with it. He couldn't get it to go down either. It's 37-23. The lead is back up to 14 now. That's the biggest lead yet for Johnson Brock. 6:22 to go in the third quarter tonight here in Johnson. That's Jacob Hippen with the ball. He comes to the near side to Ryan Mayo. Mayo goes to Martin. Ball tipped away from Martin. It's a foot race. Here comes Burnett with the ball, driving, lay it up and good. Deacon Burnett putting on a little show here. He's got 6 quick points to start this third quarter. Suddenly he's got 9. 39-23. The lead is 16. Johnson Brock opening up their biggest advantage yet on the dribble. In trouble, Harrison Boyd. He had a big first half with 16 points. Pass is going to get away out of bounds. went off the fingertips on the far side over there of Cade Kassebaum, and it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Boyd's going to do a little one-man press here in the backcourt, pressure. They inbound the pass to Hayden Gravatt. Works one-on-one against Boyd. Gravatt takes it all the way in for a little floater off the glass. Tip-in. Kaler was there. Brody Kaler with the tip-in. He's got 17 points now in the ball game, and suddenly Johnson Brock has opened up an 18-point advantage. Boy, Johnson Brock's come out just hotter than a pistol there in this third quarter. There's a spin move. Nice move to the basket, and a shot is put up and down. Getting the basket with Jacob Hibben. Timeout taken by Palmyra. 5:20 to go, third quarter. 41-25. Johnson Brock up. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to live coverage of Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here in Johnson tonight. The Johnson Brock Eagles looking for their second win of the season in as many outings. They're up 41-25 right now, led by 18 moments ago. They went on an 11-0 run to start that third quarter after being up by 7 at halftime and took momentarily an 18-point lead. Now pressure being applied. This is Brody Kaler, a cross-court pass. Goes over and gets it to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt, they feed it into Robert Gravatt. Ball got away loose. Brody Kaler comes out of there with it. Kaler feeds it into the paint, in traffic, driving, laying up and good. Grady Behrens with a great move on the baseline after getting that pass from Brody Kaler. Got it to drop, makes it 43-25. This equals Johnson Brock's biggest lead of the game. They're back up by 18 once again. There's Martin, blocked by Kaler. Robert Gravatt with the rebound. Kaler on the run. Kiss it. Oh, Kaler fed that ball to Deacon Burnett, and Burnett was hanging in the air forever. He flew in there, laid it off the glass with a nice soft touch and got it down. Burnett with 11 points now with the ball. Elmira trying to set something up here against this man-to-man Johnson Brock defense. Boyd handles the ball, stands between the rings. He's guarded closely by Hayden Gravatt. Makes a move to the basket, lays it in. Harrison Boyd, he's not done yet. He's got 18 now in the ballgame, and it's 45-27. A cross-court pass for Johnson Brock goes to Grady Behrens. He's double-teamed. Goes inside with, oh, big collision. Offensive foul is going to be called on Brody Kaler. Kaler collided with Kobe Martin. Martin got the worst end of it, went to the floor hard, and Brody Kaler picks up his first personal. That's team foul number one of the quarter on Johnson Brock. 45-27. The lead is 18 with 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Here come the Panthers. They hung in there pretty well in the first half, but they let Johnson Brock go on that 11-0 run to start this second half, and now are kind of playing from behind here at a distance. There's a nice three from the corner by Kobe Martin. That's his second three-pointer of the night. The junior now has 6 points in the ballgame. Dribbling to the baseline is Burnett. Burnett got it blocked away. They go after the basketball. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Panthers. Let's see who they're going to send to the line. It'll either be Burnett or Kaler. Probably Kaler. Yes, it is. Kaler's at the line. The foul is on Barrett Hubbard. On Barrett, his first team foul number two of the quarter on Palmyra. Brody Kaler, this is his first attempt at the line tonight. He has 17 points in the ball game so far. Here he's shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Brody Kaler now with 18 points for the 6'4" senior. He had 14 the other night at Lincoln Christian in their season opening win. Brody Kaler ready for his second attempt. Again, looks to the hoop, launches the shot, it's up, and it's good. He got it. So Brody Kaler now with 19 points in this contest. It's 47-30. The lead is 17. They've led by as much as 20 there momentarily. Dribbling with the ball in the paint is Boyd. Boyd on a give and go at the top of the key. They look for Martin. Martin with the ball comes around to the left side. Tries to lob it inside the paint. Gets the ball knocked back to him by Burnett. Deacon Burnett got a hand up. Now Boyd tries the three from the right elbow. Can't get it. Rebound to Burnett. Deacon Burnett almost had it taken away. Now it is stolen. Nope, the ball went out of bounds. Boyd was over here trying to dribble it away, but it went out of bounds on the dribble. Inside of 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, 47-30. Johnson Brock with a 17-point lead here. Bob Bass comes into the baseline basket underneath. They feed it to Burnett. He can't get it. Kaler's there fighting for the rebound. And a good job in there battling the big bodies and getting the steal. It was Kobe Martin. Martin's going to bring the ball down court himself with a spin move. Fall away shot. Got it. And he's fouled. That was a nice move by Kobe Martin. He did a little spin move in the paint and a fall-away shot that went in for him, and he also drew the foul on Justin Meyer. So Meyer picks up his second personal, and now at the line for the and one is Kobe Martin. Martin's free throw is up, and it's good. He got it, got the three-point play the hard way. That gives Martin 9 points now in the ball game for the Panthers. And it's 47-33. That 20-point lead is melted back down to 14 once again for Johnson Brock. 2 minutes, 39 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Johnson Brock with the basketball. They feed it into Kaler. Whistle and a foul as Kaler makes a move to the basket and collision. Foul is going to go on Palmyra. Foul will be on Bo Davis. On Davis, his third personal, second team foul of the quarter. And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. They inbound it. Burnett. Deacon Burnett has it stolen away. And then the ball got away from the Elmira ball players. He went in for the layup. Now they feed it back. Fall away shot blocked by Kaler. Trying to go in for another attempt at it. They go to the corner. It goes off the foot of Deacon Burnett. Johnson Brock had to hustle back there on defense. Deacon Burnett's going to take a little breather now. In to replace him is checking in is Grady Behrens. 47-33. Johnson Brock up by 14 here. Inbound pass is tipped away. Touched last by the Eagles. It'll stay with Palmyra. For the Panthers, Harrison Boyd inbounds it in front of the Palmyra bench. Brings it up to the top of the key to Martin. Over to the near side. Hubbard with the basketball. Hubbard feeds inside the line to Bo Davis. Davis can't get to the basket and has to come back to Martin. Now fall away, driving late, and nice move to the bucket there for the Panthers. Getting the basket was Jacob Hippen. He's got 6 points, and it's 47-35. The lead continues to melt away. It's down to 12, and here's another steal. Fast break. They tried to get it to Boyd, and it went off his fingertips. They just threw the ball a little too long. Harrison Boyd had his man beat in football terms. All they had to do was lob it out there to him, but they underthrew the pass, and it went out of bounds. 47-35, the lead is 12. Johnson Brock was up by 20, and now only lead by 12. Palmyra battling back into it. There's a long three that's off the front of the rim. The rebound comes right back to Grady Behrens. Behrens is going to feed it to Kaler. Kaler takes it in for the slam dunk. Kaler gets two or three of those slam dunks every ball game. He's got 21 points now in the ball game. The lead is back up to 14, 49-35. They had it down to 12 for a little bit. This is Kobe Martin with the ball. Martin, one-on-one in the paint. Can't get free. Now the ball comes loose, a whistle. And Martin's going to go to the line. He'll get to shoot two here for the Panthers. We have to wait until they post it because the official turns his back on us here. Hayden Gravett is called for the foul on Hayden. That is his second personal, team foul number three. At the free throw line, Kobe Martin. Martin is one out of one from the line tonight. Here shooting two. First one hits off the back iron and doesn't go. He'll get another attempt. Let's see. We've got Martin with 9 points. If he can hit this one, he'll be in double figures. Kobe Martin, a junior, averaging 8 points per ball game so far. He's got nine already tonight. Martin ready for a second free throw attempt. On the way up, and he got it. Martin with 10 points now in the ball game. He's two out of three from the charity stripe. It's 49-36. Johnson Brock by 13. Oh, they put it underneath. There's a shot that's up. Won't go. Trasher follow shot. Whistle and a foul. And stepping to the free throw line will be Grady Behrens. Behrens will be at the line to shoot two here for Johnson Brock. Bo Davis is going to pick up his fourth personal. Team foul number three of the quarter on the Panthers. Grady Behrens has 7 points in the game so far tonight. He's a perfect 2-for-2 from the line. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. So Behrens has now hit 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, has 8 points. Another attempt coming right here for Grady Behrens. 58 seconds to play here in the third period. Johnson Brock up by 14. Behrens' free throw is up and good. He's now made 4 out of 4 and has 9 points in the ballgame. 55 seconds on the clock to play in the third quarter. Spellmyra comes down now, trailing by 15, trying to set it up. Lob pass stolen away by Robert Gravatt. Great defense. Gravatt comes up with the ball. Outlet pass goes to Hayden Gravatt. Down court quickly on the dribble. Grady Behrens back up to Hayden at the top of the key. Now Grady Behrens holds the ball for a minute. Feeds it inside traffic in the paint. Ball is loose. Everybody diving after. A timeout was taken. I think Garrison Dodge... No, they didn't get the timeout. He was trying to call a timeout to save the possession. First-year head coach Garrison Dodge over here watching his players right in front of the Johnson bench. 28 seconds to go in the third quarter. 51-36. JB on top. Here comes Palmyra. Barrett Hubbard handles the ball. Hubbard, a cross-court pass, goes in. There's a nice little move to the basket by Ryan Mayo, and that's Mayo's first basket of the night for the Panthers. Now a big collision is coming down court. Was Deacon Burnett with the ball, and getting in front of him was Kobe Martin. Martin ends up getting tagged for the personal. Not yet. That's only the fourth team foul. Not yet shooting. We're down to 11 seconds to go here in the quarter. They inbound the ball. With 11 seconds. Hayden Gravatt across the timeline. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Gravatt across court into the corner. Long three from the corner is up and off. No good. Rebound Gravatt. And there's the buzzer. After three quarters, Johnson Brock on top. 51-38. We'll be back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We move to fourth quarter action. Here's a steal by Martin. Breakaway lay-in. He got it. Kobe Martin stole the inbound pass, took it down for the breakaway lay-in, and got it to fall. It's an 11-point ball game, 51-40. Belmyra trailed by as much as 20. Battling their way back into there. Almost another steal by Brett Hubbard, but he lost it out of bounds. Hubbard's going to get tagged for the foul there. It's going to be his second personal, team foul number one of the quarter. Johnson Brock's basketball. Looks like Palmyra's going to start playing kind of a hair-on-fire man-to-man defense here all over the man with the basketball. They're really turning it up a notch on defense are the Palmyra Panthers. They go inside to Kaler. Kaler's going to take it to the basket, flips it up and over the rim, couldn't get it. The rebound comes down to Boyd. Boyd has the ball. They try to knock it away. A whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Deacon Burnett. Burnett's going to get called for this one on Deacon. That is his third personal foul, first team foul of the quarter. This one's not over, folks. It's an 11-point ball game. Johnson Brock led by as much as 20 in that third quarter. Now we stand at 51-40 in the opening minute of the fourth and final period. White on the dribble, right side of the lane, all the way under the basket. Kicks it out. The pass is stolen away by Hayden Gravatt. Now White comes up, tries to sneak up behind Gravatt. Gravatt goes in, feeds it to the right side to Burnett. Burnett couldn't get it. Follow shot is up. Still can't get it. A whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Deacon Burnett at the line to shoot two shots for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. I think they're going to get Hubbard for this one. Barrett Hubbard, his third personal, second team foul of the quarter. Deacon Burnett at the line. He's one out of two from the line tonight. This one is up, in and out. He'll get another attempt. Now one for three from the line. Only had 3 points in the first half, but he picked up 4 quick field goals in that third quarter. He's got 11 right now, looking for point number 12 individually here. Is Deacon Burnett, the sophomore. 6'4 sophomore. Shot is up and bounces once, twice, 3 times and went down for him. Took forever, but he got her down. And it's 52-40. The lead is back to 12. Johnson-Brock 6:45 away from picking up their second win of the year here. Only leading by 12, though, after being up by 20. There's a nice turnaround move up and good by Cade Kassebaum. Kassebaum with a beautiful spin move in the paint, shot over 2 defenders and dropped it into the middle of the hoop there. Robert Gravatt across the timeline, in the paint. Ball away shot, Burnett couldn't get it. Rebound, Barrett Hubbard. Hubbard, outlet pass to Boyd. Boyd down court, working one-on-one now against Hayden Gravatt. Boyd hands the ball up to his teammate in the right corner to Martin. Martin between the rings. He's at the top of the free throw circle, backs out near the mid-court circle now. Kaler comes all the way out to chase Martin out here at the mid-court circle. Now to Boyd on the left wing. Boyd feeds it inside the paint, goes into Hippen. Hippen underneath, turn, reverse, layup, up and off, no good. Whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be called on Grady Behrens. That's Behrens' first personal, team foul number 2 of the quarter. Let's see who we're going to send to the line here. I believe that's Hubbard trying to use the process of elimination here until he turns toward me. Free throw is up and off, no good. Yes, that is Hubbard. Barrett Hubbard misses the first one. He'll have a second attempt coming. 52-42. The lead is 10 for the Eagles. 5:51 to go here in the ballgame. Brett Hubbard's going to try and trim that lead to single digits, and it's off, no good. Rebound to Robert Gravatt. He did a great job of boxing out on that rebound to the missed free throw. A cross-court pass goes to Justin Meyer. Meyer is double-teamed in backcourt. Oh, he feeds it underneath, and going up with a shot was Oliver Everett. Got the shot blocked, a clean block, no foul. 10-point lead, driving layup, collision in the paint. Robert Gravatt with the rebound. Gravatt holds up with the basketball. Now goes to Meyer, across to the near side, dribbling through traffic. Hayden Gravatt feeds it off to Oliver Everett. Layup, up and good. Oliver Everett with his first bucket of the night. Puts it back to a 12-point lead. Boy, they had a chance to get it to single digits there, Palmyra. There's a fall-away shot that doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by the Eagles' Justin Meyer. Meyer hands the ball up to Hayden Gravatt. Fans are getting into this thing here now. Into the corner, Robert Gravatt back up to Hayden. Hayden dribbles to the free throw line, in the paint, in traffic. Feeds it off nicely to Oliver Everett, who got the win in. Give Gravatt the credit. Oliver Everett with back-to-back baskets for Johnson-Brock. 56-42. The lead is back up to 14. Still a lot of time left in this one. 4:40 to play in the fourth quarter here at Johnson. There's Martin for 3 off the rim. No, Robert Gravatt with the rebound. Robert Gravatt, outlet pass, gives to Hayden Gravatt. Hayden across the timeline. Now Hayden works the dribble, working against the man-to-man defense. Looking to the paint, to the near side. Robert Gravatt stands on the wing on the right side of the bucket. Whips it all the way across to the left side to Brody Kaler. Kaler lobs it back to the top of the key to Justin Meyer. Meyer feeds it inside the paint. Here comes Brody Kaler, driving lay-in up and good. He got it and he's fouled. Brody Kaler saw that seam on the baseline on the left side, got the basket, drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one. The foul on Kobe Martin. That's Martin's fourth personal. The and one coming up for Brody Kaler. Haven't added him up lately. I think he's got 23 right now. During the post game, we'll give you a complete rundown of all the individual scoring. Free throw is up and off, no good for Kaler. couldn't get it down. Now there's a battle for the ball. Taken out of there, Robert Gravatt comes up with the loose basketball. Whips it across court to Hayden. Into the corner. Burnett for three. No, check that. Justin Meyer for three. Justin Meyer nailed the three from down deep in the corner on the left side. There's driving in is Harrison Boyd. That layup is blocked away. Rebound, Brody Kaler. Kaler takes it coast to coast. Goes up and lays it in. Brody Kaler starting to put on an exhibition here now inside the paint. 63-42, and just like that, the lead's back to 19. There's a shot up and good by Martin. Great effort there by Kobe Martin to get the ball to fall. Andrew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one here. The foul is going to be called on Robert Gravatt, his third personal. Team foul number three. The clock is down, though, to 3:22 now. So the clock is Johnson Brock's friend here. Elmira battled back from quite a deficit, but at the line is Martin. Free throw is up and off, no good. And the rebound to Oliver Everett. Everett clears the outlet pass to Justin Meyer. He'll bring the ball up the court. Martin will pick Meyer up at the midcourt line. Gets it across the timeline to the left elbow to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt penetrates, lobs underneath Robert Gravatt. Robert in traffic, flips it out here to the left side. Justin Meyer, a little floater by Meyer, couldn't get it. Rebound, Robert Gravatt, follow shot. Robert Gravatt is up and got it. Robert Gravatt gets the putback. Got her down. That's his sixth point. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. We're down to 2:46 to go, under 3 minutes to play. There's Harrison Boyd for three. Oh, hit the front of the rim, got the roll, and got it to drop. Harrison Boyd's got 20 points now, unofficially, in the ballgame. Timeout taken on the floor with 2:38 to go. It's 65-47. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Here's a halftime score from Fall City. The game being heard tonight over on KTNC at the half. The Nottoway Valley boys leading Fall City 35-12. That's your halftime score. Nottoway Valley over Fall City. In the girls game earlier tonight, Nottoway Valley with a win 40-39 on a 3-point buzzer beater. Those games tonight over on KTNC. Cody Schwong has the call for you. Back to live action here with 2:38 to go in the ballgame. Johnson Brock up by 18, 65-47. Brody Kaler works one-on-one with Harrison Boyd, brings the ball across the timeline. Kaler kicks it out to the left wing, gives the ball over to the left side to Justin Meyer. Down to Robert Gravatt in the corner. Now Justin Meyer in the paint. Finds Kaler with it. Kaler, guarded by Boyd, tries to go around him, takes it in, driving lay-in up and good. Brody Kaler continues to pile them in there. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. Right after we wrap up the broadcast here, we'll come back on and have a complete rundown of all the individual scoring. We'll let you know how your favorite players did tonight for both Elmira and for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Panthers with the ball. In the ball game now is Owen Reed. Here's a long three that's up and off. No good. They try to save it from going out of bounds, and it'll belong to Johnson Brock. All right, back into the ball game comes Deacon Burnett now for Johnson Brock. Let's see who else we got coming in on the far side over here. We'll try and pick them up. Oh, Grady Behrens is back onto the floor. All right, here's the fast break. Down court, they're going to throw it to Hayden Gravatt for the touchdown. And couldn't get it. A follow shot went down, but the follow shot won't count. Great job of following up by Grady Behrens, but that one won't count because the foul came as Hayden Gravatt put the first shot up. That foul is going to be on Bo Davis. That's his fifth. He just fouled out of the ballgame. So at the free throw line will be Hayden Gravatt. He'll be shooting two shots. A minute 44 left to play in this one. 67-47. Johnson Brock up by 20. They're going to pick up their second win of the season for first-year head coach Garrison Dodge. First shot is up and off, no good. Met this young man when he was playing football at Peru State. I remember he wore number 4 over there. And Garrison Dodge is going to be 2-0 as a high school head coach. Second free throw is up and good for Hayden Rivette. He's got 6 points now. Makes it 68-47. 21-point lead. Only a minute and a half to play. 92 seconds on the clock. Palmyra trying to get something going. There's Harrison Boyd. Goes in for a driving layup, whistle, and a foul. And we're going to put Boyd to the free throw line. I've got Harrison unofficially with 20 points already in the ball game, and here he's going to be at the line shooting 2 shots. The foul is on Hayden Gravatt. That's his 3rd personal, 4th team foul. Free throw is up and good for Harrison Boyd. I've got him with 21 now. Grandma Petey sitting across the way from me, all smiles and waving every time he scores. Harrison Boyd, 2nd shot is up. It's good also. He's had a night. He's 9 for 9 from the free throw line tonight and has 22 points in the ball game. Perfect from the line. 68-49, your score. Johnson Brock in command here with only a minute 20 left to play. Now we're going to start seeing the bench getting emptied over here by Palmyra as we near the 1 minute mark to go. On the dribble, left side, underneath, they feed it underneath to Burnett. Burnett, fall away, shot up and good. Deacon Burnett was kind of quiet in that first half, only had 3 points. I think he's got 11 here in the second half, so he's getting his average. He had, I think, 16 last week. Got 14 so far tonight. 70-49. The lead is 21. There's Harrison Boyd for 3. Short. Rebound. Justin Meyer. Whistle. Foul's going to be called. And it'll be a shooting foul. That's the 15th foul on Palmyra. So now we're going to see Gage Rasmussen up off the bench. We'll try and pick up some of these players checking in. Tate Hawley's going to come into the ball game. We're also going to see Ben Perriott into the game. Several subs coming in off the bench here for the Eagles. At the free throw line, Justin Meyer shooting 2 shots. He has a 3-pointer tonight to his credit. This one is up and good. Again, stay with us for the postgame show. We always enjoy giving you that postgame wrap-up and running down all the individual scoring. Let you know how each player performed tonight. Justin Meyer ready for his 2nd free throw attempt. Shot is on the way up. And good. He got them both. He's got 5 now. All right. Quickly down court come the Panthers with the basketball. 39 seconds left to play. Handling the ball. Ernst, long 3. Up and off. No good. Rebound brought down Justin Meyer. Meyer working 1-on-1 behind the back dribble. 28 seconds to go. The shot clock is turned off. Johnson Brock can just dribble this thing out if Palmyra wants to drop back here. Looks like they're going to come out and put some pressure on. Now Tate Hawley handles the basketball. Hawley dribbles past the defender. Back to the far side to Justin Meyer. Meyer comes up top. There's 10 seconds. I think Palmyra is going to back up and let him dribble it out now. Yes, they will. And that's going to be your ball game. 72-49, your final score tonight. Johnson Brock with the win over Palmyra. 72-49. Stay with us. We'll take a 2-minute break and be right back with a complete rundown of all the individual scoring in this one right after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harsin, agent, at B. Harsin Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
December is the perfect time to reflect and make your health a priority for the upcoming year. Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to schedule routine checkups, complete necessary screenings, and utilize any remaining health benefits before the end of the year. Making a simple appointment with your primary care provider today can make a big difference next year. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. Time now for our post-game scoring recap brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber bringing you this post-game scoring wrap. Well, let's take a look at the unofficial individual scoring. The final, of course, Johnson Brock with the win tonight, 72-49. Individual scoring, first of all, for the Palmyra Panthers. A big night for Harrison Boyd. He had a big first half. He had 16 points at halftime. Finished the game as the leading scorer for the Panthers with 22 points in the game. Kobe Martin was also in double figures. He ended up with 14. Adding six was Jacob Hippen. Kate Kassebaum with four. And 2 points for Ryan Mayo for their total of 49. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, led tonight by Brody Kaler. What a ball game. He ended up with 27 in the ball game. Also in double figures, Deacon Burnett finished with 14. 9 points tonight for Grady Behrens. 6 points for Robert Gravatt. Also 6 points for Hayden Gravatt. Justin Meyer finished with five, and Oliver Everett got four there in the fourth quarter for their total of 72. Free throw shooting. We'll add them up here in a minute. 3 of 7. They went 10 of 14 from the free throw line. That was the Palmyra Panthers, 10 of 14. And 14 of 18 was the shooting from the free throw line unofficially for the Johnson Brock Eagles. So with the win, Johnson Brock goes to 2-0 now, and the Palmyra Panthers fall to 1-2. In the game earlier tonight in the girls' varsity contest, it was Johnson Brock with the win, 43-31. The scoring updates that we have for you from down in Fall City, we had a final. It was Nottoway Valley defeating the Fall City girls on a buzzer beater. They had to hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to win it, 42-39. That boys' game is still underway. If you're in the Fall City area, you can pick that up right now. Tigers basketball over on KTNC, AM 1230, FM 107.1. Invite you to join me this Friday night. Coming up on December 12th, I will be at Elmwood Murdoch, actually at Murdoch, Nebraska, is where they play with the Auburn Bulldogs. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. We always try and bill that as a 6 o'clock start so people are tuned in time, but as we found out tonight, sometimes if they play the full four quarters of JV, it's closer to around 6:30 before we get the girls' game underway. But right now we're going to say we'll have a girl-boy doubleheader Friday night, December 12th. It'll be right here on Sunny 101.3, the Auburn Bulldogs on the road taking on the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. We hope you will join us for that one. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball for MJ Evans, our producer-engineer. I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score here in the boys' varsity contest. It was Johnson Brock 72 and Palmyra 49. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball.